This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in the Sefer Shaina Halachais. We're in Siman Gimel. Halacha Tess. Last time that we learned this, which was about 6 weeks ago, before the Yom Ha'aron, we learned the sugya about speaking in the bathroom. The bottom line is, we saw Rav Avadya had a certain leniencies, b'makom tzarech gadol, but the bottom line is, if katan tes is, sorry, the oisios got cut off a tiny bit, lo yedaber sham, do not talk there, you're not allowed to talk in the bathroom. V'matzarech gadol, efshe demutter, kozman sheino nifne. If you have a very important need, it's possible, it's permitted, as long as you're not actively defecating, avol be'eshe nifne, at the time that you're defecating, afilu l'tzarech gadol asar. Even if there's a big need, it's prohibited. Okay, that's what we did last time. Siv katan yud. Hanoshim ha-hochos beis ha-kiseh ha-kavul ha-rabim. Women who go to a public bathroom. Kugoyin b'chatzar beis ha-knesses, let's say in the courtyard of the shul. So normally, you're only allowed to go into a bathroom one person at a time. Women are allowed to go in two at a time. And they dafka should talk. Women should dafka talk in the bathroom. Why? So no men come in. V'yisapru zu imzu. So nowadays, they have this great invention called men's bathrooms and women's bathrooms. Even though the Rishayim are trying to be mevatel that, but that's why you have to vote. You have to vote not for people who give money to Jews. You have to vote for people who have basic human behavior. Anyway, women should dafka talk in the bathroom. V'yisapru zu imzu. Kedei sheyishma koilan. This way the voice will be heard. Mibachutz. V'loyi kanes ish l'sham. And no man would go there. It's not a matter. And the issue of the man going there is not the man might see something. The problem is yichud. V'yisyachid imam. And he'll be miyachid with them. Next halacha. There's a halacha. You have to lock the door when you go to the bathroom. Yizgar hadelas ba'adoy mishum tznius. You should lock the door when you go to the bathroom because of modesty. V'miyavshar lizgar adelas, if it's not possible to lock the door. V'ish acher roitza likanois, and a man wants to walk in. So the first halacha is you have to lock the door. What if there's no lock? The lock is broken. So what are you supposed to do if you're in the bathroom, there's no lock, and somebody wants to come in? Busy! No, you know, I'll talk. You snort. You're not supposed to talk. You could snort. I mean, that's not how you know. Yeah? You make a noise. Or you could take a horn in with you. You could. Or a bell. Say, by the way, the halachas of going to the bathroom occupy a very major place in Shas and in Shulchan Aruch. If you remember the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to the Avos and he's going to say, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned. And Avram's going to say, Yimachu HaKiddush Shemai, wipe him out. Yaakov will say, wipe him out. Yitzchak will say, Ribono Shel Olam, let's make a deal. How long does man live already? 70 years? Until they're 20, they're not Chayiv. So there's only 50 years left. 50 years, half the time is the night. So in the night, nobody's sinning anyway. Everyone's going to sleep. So that's 25 years left. Out of the 25 years, half the time they're either eating, drinking, or in the bathroom. Now that's many years in the bathroom. You know, but you see in the Gemara that the bathroom was, you got to know how to behave because people, they spend part of their life there. Anyway, so you have to lock the door. Which means when you lock the door, you should be mechavein to be mekayim, the mitzvah of locking the door when you go to the bathroom. So at the end of the day, you think to yourself, did I do any good deeds today? Yeah, at least I locked the door when I went to the Beis HaKiseh b'kavona. Most people are mechavein, and you shouldn't say hinani mucha n'muzuman, but at least be mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of tznius. According to the Smag, we learned it's a d'oraisa. Yud Beis, La Yifna Ba'amida, do not defecate standing. Why not? Why not? It's a sifri, it's a dairaisa. You're not supposed to defecate standing. Okay. Yud Gimel. Mi sheni yachli panos. Let's say you can't go to the bathroom. You're constipated. So I heard from Harav Avigdor Miller, Zechasag Levracha, this was his advice. Eat an apple before you go to sleep and drink a cup of water and the Yeshua will come in the morning. That's what he said. But what do you do if you can't go to the bathroom? V'yeshev, sit down. V'yamoid, stand up. V'yeshev and sit down at shiifta until you can defecate. Why? The change of positions helps the tzoya maneuver out of the system. Okay? It's a halacha. So you can become another mitzvah. It's a very big inyan to be mafnet, to defecate every day before you daven. That's the best way to daven. Or distract yourself. Don't think about it. So you know, think about something else. These are the two eight size. Okay?
Can a person daven during that time?
No. What, that they have to go?
They have to go, they can't go.
If they have the urge to defecate, they're not a daven. Oh, they can't hold it. Oh, they're constipated. But they feel an urge to go? L'chadchila, they should go. They can't go. If they can't go and they could hold it in 72 minutes, then they could daven. But if they can hold it in 72 minutes, they cannot daven. Okay, so the best eitza is you get up, sit down, jump up and down, distract yourself, but you don't want to start fiddling ba'isay makayim. Why? It could cause hemorrhoids. The worst thing you could do is start, you know, fooling around over there, because it could irritate and it could cause hemorrhoids. However, imroitza lamashmish v'piyatabas b'tzror oy b'kissam l'ftach nekavav, if you want to sort of feel it in that area, with a pebble or a chip to open up the orifice. Yemashmish koydim sheyeshev. Do it before you sit. V'lo yemashmish achar sheyeshev. Don't do it after. Shekasha l'kshafim. It's like witchcraft. Now, I don't know. Yeah? That's what he says. Next. Lo yegala atzmoy kiyim l'gdoylim l'acharav tefach u'lefanav tochaim. We learned then the Beis HaKiseh, one has to be tsanua, which means that one should not pull the pants all the way down to the floor. Instead, one should only pull it down minimally what's needed to do what they need to do. Which is one tefach in the back and two tefachim in the front. You have to do gedolim, one tefach in the back. You have to do ketanim, two tefachim in the front. It seems like this topic is not that popular. We only had 10 people here in Mamish, a minyan mitzumtzum. What could I do, you know?
It's one
tefach in the back and two tefachim in the front. Because in the front it could spritz, so you need more space. V'lo yoyser, not more. Now we learned that if there's a shower in your bathroom, then there's more leniency to uncover more, because that's a makom that people are undressed for rechitza. Okay? Ulektanim. So it's like this. If you need to defecate, okay, then you could uncover a tefach in the back and two tefachim in the front. If you need to urinate, you could uncover two tefachim in the front and in the back, nothing. Let's say you're wearing underwear. Umashtin mu'umad, and you're urinating standing. Like most people, when they are mashtin, they do it standing, if they're not defecating. Lo yigala kiyim kama shetzarach. Then you just uncover what you need to. The isha, a woman, me'achrea tefach. We only give her a tefach in the back, umulafana loiklum, and nothing in the front. Women get less uncovered room. Next halacha, tezayin. Yizar shala yelachlik sham begadav aguv min alav. Be sure, you don't want to get your clothing dirty. You get your clothing dirty, you can't daven. You don't want to get your body dirty. You don't want to get your shoes dirty. Okay, let's go through some of these. Sivkat Nizayin, Hanifna Besada. You're driving to Wyoming. The next rest stop, 170 miles. Uva America, Imrim. When you gotta go, yeah. What do? You have to go in the field. Hanifna Besada Me'achari Hageder. Someone who defecates in the field, behind a fence, Oy Bechatzer, or in a courtyard, Achari goes behind the wall. Because abayis yifne miyad, defecate right there. In other words, if there's a wall or a fence, you should do so right by the fence and not away from the fence. It's more modest to be it right by the fence, so the fence is covering you. Now the question is there a lack of tznius if the guy behind the wall, he doesn't see you, but he hears the sound of the tzoya coming out? Is that a lack of tznius? No. V'afal pi shechaver shemea kol itusha yishamata. Even though in halacha, this is called your friend hears the lower sneeze. Yeah, you got that? I'm not explaining that. Ein b'kach klum. It's okay. She'ein b'zeh iser misham sneeze. That's not a violation of sneeze. Siv katan yurches. V'im nifne b'bika. What if you're in a valley and there's no wall? Yisrachek. Go far away enough that your friend does not see your uncovered flesh. Before you or behind you, meaning he doesn't see you uncovered. Even though your friend could see your body, but he's far away enough, he doesn't really see your uncovered flesh. And even though he hears the sound of the sneeze, now we have defecating advice from the halacha. You ready? Lo yeshev b'mehera. Don't sit down immediately. Uvechoizek. Don't rush to the bathroom. Lo yeshev b'mehera. Don't sit quickly. Uvechoizek. Don't force it out. V'lo yanois. Don't pressure the body to defecate. Lidchoik atzal yosemidai. To push yourself too much. Shelo yenatek shinei hakarkashta. You don't want to dislocate the teeth of the rectum. Doctors, what would the medical reference here be? What?
Prolapse.
You don't want to push too hard. Don't push too hard. What? It's good advice. Don't push too hard. What about if it's nighttime? You say, well, it's nighttime, then maybe you could be undressed when you go to the bathroom. No. Yifne betzius belayla. Defecate modestly even at night. K'moy b'yom, like during the day. V'lo yigala yoyser mimash magal b'yom. Do not uncover more than you would during the day. V'lo yigala at sheyeshev. Don't uncover yourself till you sit. Aval ein tzarch lehisrachek. You don't have to distance yourself. In other words, if you're on the way to Wyoming, and so you don't have to go far away enough that nobody could see you. Nobody could see you because it's nighttime. V'mein sham adam, no one's around. Nifne afila b'rachayv. Now, okay, next halacha. You're walking down the street and you gotta go. Are you allowed to defecate in the street? I'm not talking about New York State law. I think it's against the law. But halachically, are you allowed to defecate on the street? You should. If when you have to go, you have to go. Rak yizor shalei b'makam hiluch b'nei adam. Make sure it's not somewhere where people walk. Kedosh shalei tanfal yada. You don't want someone to get dirty because of you. But if someone's around, you cannot defecate in front of a person, but you could defecate in the street. Okay, now we're going to do a very important halacha. If somebody holds in defecation, they're over a lav of bal tishaksu, they're making themselves disgusting. However, if there are people around, they can't do it in somebody's presence, because it's not kavod abrias. But what if somebody has to urinate? somebody holds in urination, not only are they over a lav of Baal Tashaksu, they're also over a lav lo yebcha akar. You know how to make yourself sterile. And according to Shas, if somebody holds in a stream of urine, they could render themselves infertile. Yeah. What?
Yaker apir kudirafun.
Right, very good. Where we have that in Yivamis? And the Samachs, right? Yeah. The Gemara tells many stories of people who held in urinating and they're no longer able to have children. So therefore, lahashtin, to urinate, afilu b'yom, even during the day, b'fnei rabim, and the guy's in Madison Square Garden, the guy's in Yankee Stadium. Why? He doesn't know that it's been more than 10 years since they were relevant. Doesn't matter. He thinks that if they spend more money and they buy more overpriced, then they're going to win. And he has to urinate. The halacha is you have to urinate even publicly. Mutter im tzarach l'kach. She'ein lo imakam, if he doesn't have anywhere to go. Va'afil b'nei isha mutter. Even for a woman it's mutter. Why? M'bnei she'ish sakana im yamad atzmai. It's dangerous if you hold yourself in. There's no kavod abrius when it comes to urinating. Comes a Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says this very interesting thing. I want to show you this. I didn't think we would get to it today, but here. What's the biology of why if somebody holds in urine, it causes them to become infertile? Basically, in the times of the Gemara, a person had two streams, two canals, one for Shechvah Zera and one for Meiraglayim. One for a reproductive tract and a tract for excreting urine. And there's a danger, in according to Shas, that if somebody holds in Meiraglayim, it will back up, go into the tract of Shechvah Zera and make a person infertile. Says the Chazon Ish, what's this talking about? We know biologically a person only has one track. Says the Chazon Ish, in the times of Shas, a person had two tracks. Nishtane hateva. Can you imagine? The human physiology changed. Chazon Ish writes, look in, it is in Hilchos Pru Revu, on page 46, second paragraph of Vihine. Vihine begemara mavuar, dehoyu begid. There was in the male organ, Beis Shvilen, Echad leketanim, Ve'echad leshechvazera, Ukida Amar in the Gemara Yevamos, Istatem Guvasa de Shechvazera. V'chein Danu b'matamai b'meis b'kavis. The Gemara talks about somebody who is about mum, he urinates in two places. The Gemara in Bechoyres talks about Beis Nekavim, Uvedavar ze nishtanu hativoim, Ve'etzleinu ein begid el shvil echad. Nowadays, there's only one canal of Hazer Nichnas Begid Beroisha Shesamach Laguf, and the Zera and the Reiraglam exit one body, and therefore the Poskim say that according to the Chazon Ish, we do not have the lav anymore of Lo Yeh B'cha Akar, and therefore if somebody has the urge to go, they cannot do it publicly, for other reasons also, but even for this reason, they can't do it. You hear this? A very big chiddush. Nishtane hateva legabe this. Okay, we'll do a little bit more. Isha lo yisamed lahashin afilu kineged panim shel tinoik. A woman should never urinate, not only in front of a person, but even in front of a child. It's considered exceptionally brazen. It's chutzpah. Aval etzdadin, to go off on the side, she'enem ashtenes neged panamamish mutter. But it's off to the side, it's not right opposite their child's face is permitted. Which is really, you know, a woman has a little baby, and she thinks, okay, the baby doesn't know, the baby is 6 months old. She should not take the child in to the bathroom outright where she urinates. Sivkat and chav gimel.
What about sakana leaving child off anyone watching?
I mean sakana because the three-year-old is outside.
The
sakana
no, because the child will go, someone can get married.
Oh, you mean it's a public area?
Public area, right.
Oh, yeah. So then she has no choice. Yeah. Okay, let's do one more. Lo yashtin mu'umad. You ready for this? You're not allowed to urinate standing up.
faith, because now doctor says that even for men it's better to sit down.
Yeah? Doctors? These doctors don't say that.
Which doctor are you?
Okay.
Did we just say a few moments ago before that it was a common, it's common practice?
To what?
To stand up.
Well, we know what common practice is, right? No, he said you should not defecate standing. Here he says, do not urinate standing, but we will see, this is we get around this. Why? Because it drips on the feet. Now, if people see that you have droplets of urine on the feet, they're going to say you don't have a stream. If you don't have a stream, then maybe you can't procreate. You can't procreate. So how do you have kids? Oh, they must be mamzerim. Can you imagine? That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, you're not allowed to urinate standing. They're going to see the gid is cut. Unless you're on a really high spot. Let's say you're on the top of a two-story building. Or you're doing it into soft dirt so they won't spritz. Or we have our avichal meiraglam, our toilets, there's not really an issue. But it's not necessarily true because it still spritzes. It could cause, the water could spritz out. Could go in karka harusha, plowed field. If you don't have an available plowed field, let's say you don't have a plowed field available. Vegami yafshir b'shivan, you can't sit. So now we're going to see into next week, the halacha is that a person is not supposed to touch the male organ, especially if they're not married. They're not married, it is usur to touch the male organ in a certain spot. So what do? Yisayea bebeitzim lahagbia hagid ktsas. Then you elevate the male organ with the beitzim to elevate it a little bit. Oyal yedei matlis ovet, or through a thick cloth. By the way, even through a thick towel, it is not pashut you could touch the male organ. And we're going to talk about next week. I'm going to say it quickly now because in case somebody's not here. Basically, the male organ has two parts. There's the tip and the tip is permitted to touch. But the part that could be in what is called a kishoy should not be touched. Now, if somebody's married, then under certain then if needed, they could. If someone is not married, it is usur to touch that area. Okay, maybe I'll show off the camera exactly what we're referring to. Oh, 1 second, one more thing. So far today you have new opportunities to do mitzvahs, okay? You have the great mitzvah of locking the door when you go to the bathroom. You have the great mitzvah of not pushing too hard when you have to defecate. And now, ready for the third mitzvah? The third mitzvah is Im naflu nitzoytzoys al raglav mitzvah l'shav shafim. If it spritzes on your shoes, it's a mitzvah to clean it off. So you can do a lot of good deeds every day. Okay? We'll hold it over here. Rav Hanani ben Akasha Omer.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.